It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This podcast begins a short new series about arguing with God. Once I asked whether we can argue with God, and the immediate retort was, "You can't argue with God." Well, I respectfully disagree, with a few qualifications. There are different ways and reasons for arguing that have to be kept in mind. Does God allow us to question, challenge, even resist and complain to Him? Does He allow us to argue with Him? I say He does. So what is arguing? Shakespeare writes of lawyers that they strive mightily and dine together. Now, I'm not in the habit of defending lawyers, but Shakespeare does have a point. It is possible to argue and remain friends. It is also possible to argue and lose friends. Argument can be a vicious, unreasoning confrontation to prove I'm right and you're wrong. Argument can also be a reasoned discussion on a matter of disagreement that leads to the discovery of truth. The first kind of argument is destructive and harmful, the second constructive and wholesome. Why and how we argue makes a lot of difference. Once a man told me that when he meets God, he will argue with Him. That man's flippant comment was meant to convince me that he was right and God was wrong. At that point, the text of Romans 3:19 came to mind, "so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable." In biblical terms, that man was a fool. He was a morally reprobate person. So let me ask the question again, in a slightly different way. Should we argue with God? Well, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the Lord invites the nation of Israel to do just that. This is what Isaiah records. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord." The word translated reason renders the Hebrew word yakach, which can also be rendered to argue. So God invites, "Come now, let us argue together." The context in Isaiah 1 verses 18 to 20 is a covenant lawsuit, a dispute between the Lord and the rebellious nation of Israel. This is followed with the Lord's ultimatum. "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword." The invitation allows both God and Israel to state their cases. No doubt God's desired outcome was that Israel would hear the fullness of God's position and the emptiness of their own, and in the response of repentance and obedience, experience God's best for them. The point remains, God is open to arguing or disputing with humans. Here are a few instances in the Bible when people disagreed and argued with God, and they lived. In fact, it appears that God changed His mind in some of these incidents, but I'll leave that for another time. At one point, Abraham argued with God regarding Sodom, Genesis 18. In Exodus 32, we see Moses disagreeing with God and interceding for rebellious Israel. And then there was an unnamed Gentile woman who had the audacity to disagree with Jesus in Mark 7. "Yes, Lord, but..." You cannot read the Psalms without hearing bold questions being directed at God. These are the deep, honest, heartfelt questions of people in pain, confusion, abandonment, and loss. Psalm 22 verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In Psalm 77 verses 7 to 9 we read, "Has the Lord's steadfast love forever ceased? Are His promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His compassion?" And then in Psalm 88 verse 14, the psalmist complains, "O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me?" It seems that God wants us to ask questions that flow from our deep times of anger, fear, despair, shame, and disorientation. These emotions are not to be ignored, buried, or deflected. These questions are asked with honesty and courage and are directed at the God who hears, cares, and understands. So we can argue with God and ask Him tough questions, but there are boundaries. If our argument or question is rooted in idolatry, or rebellion, or dismissal of God, it will be stopped cold, with finality, if not fatality. The man who argues, "I'm right and you, God, are wrong," has displaced God from his heart and has substituted an idol in the place God rightfully claims. He has gone beyond the boundary in which we can argue with legitimacy with God. In Psalm 2, kings of the earth challenge the Lord and His Anointed One. "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." That type of argument or challenge is an expression of rebellion. The Lord responds with laughter, derision, and fury. Then there are those who simply dismiss God. Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 are virtually identical. Both begin with the statement, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." So always check your motivation and attitude when arguing with God. Make sure you're not arguing from a position of idolatry, rebellion, or dismissal of God. There are three benefits that I see of honest dispute with God. There may be more. The first that I understand is arguing with God presumes that God is distinct from you and me. He is not an extension or projection of us. The act of questioning or arguing with God acknowledges that God and you are two distinct and separate beings. The second benefit is that in your complaint or disagreement with God, you are brought face to face with your misconceptions of God, His purposes, and your circumstances. Time and again, these questions and disputes lead to a discovery of who God truly is and His loving purposes for you. The third benefit is that in the honesty and courage of deep questions directed at God, you are saying implicitly that you trust Him to hear you and to respond. As Dan Ellender has well written, quote, "The irony of questioning God is that it honors Him. It turns our hearts away from ungodly despair toward a passionate desire to comprehend Him." End quote. So where do we go from here? What next? Well, first, if you begin questioning or arguing with God, take the time to search your heart to make sure that your motivation and attitude are right. Consider praying Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Then stop. Be silent. And listen expectantly for His response. Second, as you question God or even argue with Him, do so with the conscious realization that God is, that He listens and cares, and that He loves you and desires the best for you. And thirdly, when the questioning and arguing comes to an end, take time to thank Him and recognize how you have grown toward Him. In the next podcasts, we'll explore some specific biblical incidents in which humans argued with God.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.